Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, overlooked middle child. Happy birthday to me.
Hey there, I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I'm...
That's great. Would you like us to sing you a special song?
Hell no.
You got it. Ready, Senor Beaverati?
I'm a lady, and a one, and a two.
You're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday, boy or girl.
How much they love me, Kate. You a fan of the Stevie Wonder Martin Luther King birthday song?
Indeed. Do go on.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right.
When I think of Papa Bear, I do think of a man deserving of a large marble statue with one of his quotes engraved in the
bottom.
That's
what I'm saying. You're talking men of equal import, I guess, the words I'm looking for.
Would they use black marble for yours, though?
Yes. Okay. Black glistening, as a raven's feather.
Glistening granite.
Hold on. I have to bring down the levels sunlight. Because they've done something to change it, and we're coming in hot now. At the levels that used to be good. Mm. I hate change.
But the buttons are chrome.
Yeah, they're shiny. How are you liking the new digs? You haven't been here in about 3 months, Kate.
Yeah.
We'll talk about my birthday later. Who cares about that?
Exactly.
Let's be honest. Let's keep it real.
I care more about the pen that's been over there so long, it's now covered in dust.
There's a pen?
It's on the other side. It fell behind.
In the cage of the singles.
Yeah, and then it's been there so long, it's actually covered in dust now. That's more intriguing to me than your birthday.
I've missed you, Kate. It's good having you around.
That's because you're a masochist.
Yeah. Look at how I live my life and how I conduct my day-to-day affairs, and that would be a conclusion I would draw, yeah.
Yes.
But it is good having you. It's been a damn... Hold on. Let's bring down Stevie. I'm sorry. That's enough, Stevie.
Stevie is a little more distracting than...
Than Lemmy?
Yes.
A little bit.
So I just want to say that because of the remodeling efforts here at WEBR Radio Fairfax...
It has been, what, 3-4 months? Since you've been here.
It's been a while. Yeah, since I've been in the studio.
So you have not seen the new studio.
Nope.
And you've missed out on how Sue Bartholomew, the show that, the hostess, rather.
Oh, yes, how that's evolved and progressed.
Yes, how she has stopped recording in the basement on like a 4-track.
and started recording in her motor vehicle.
Records in a car.
With a turn signal you can hear.
Audible turn signal.
Yes.
And people... for some reason, seem to like do podcasts kind of like that. Like they enjoy the freedom. They say, "Hell, we're broadcasting from a restaurant." Crap like that. I hate it.
You know what?
I want
John?
A podcast to sound like pro radio.
To hell with the listener is what I say.
Yeah, exactly.
To hell with the listener.
We're doing an audio medium, but let's try to get as much background noise as possible. It's like recording a show. And then just putting a lot of snow and static in it.
What I would like to hear, actually, is for something where the words are barely intelligible, lots of garbled. You know, it really brings that analog feel to it.
Yeah.
Possibly like an AM radio station that you can just kind of sort of barely get on clear nights.
Exactly. Yeah. I wanna go back to my days as a German U-boat pilot or whatever the hell they would be called, captain.
In fact,
where
I believe...
I'd pick up AM radio off the shore of New York, all garbled.
Just to tell where the stars are so we know where to bomb.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Well, let's do the official intro.
Oh, okay.
We've done 5 minutes here. It's another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, it's been a while since I got to say this, but it's Kate. It's at Atomic Kate.
Yep.
She's back in studio. No Veronica. These two have never met still. At this point, I think it's pretty obvious you guys are the same being, just two different roles.
I don't know why
very,
you would say that.
Very talented actress.
It's the voice lessons.
But it's good having you here.
You have never seen us in the same room.
It's true.
So
it's true. And while you are taller and Latina, who knows?
Makeup.
Who knows? Exactly.
Black man, a white man, a white man,
little
a black
wig.
Man.
Exactly. I've seen my trading places. But show's website.
I was thinking white chicks, but.
White chicks is.
That's white black men to white women.
I've seen. And we can get into that.
No, thank you. I have not, and I will keep it that way.
White chicks is as awful as you'd expect it to be, except for one thing. Terry Crews playing a muscular black dude is Terry Crews is wont to play, who's obsessed with whitetail.
Who's Terry Crews?
Terry Crews is the Old Spice muscle guy.
Oh!
Yes, that is Terry Crews.
All right. That's the reason to watch that movie.
There you go. Exactly. Any excuse for him to like be funny and shake his pecs. I love that guy. But show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement. I try to keep the Twitter feed funny, unlike most other people on Twitter.
Where are you stealing your jokes from? Because they've been pretty weak lately.
Really? I think I've been lulling them into a false sense of security. That's how I look
oh,
at
I
it.
I see. You're making us all think that really you've washed up, burned out, and will not be funny anymore. And then suddenly, bam, you're going to bukkake us
yes.
or something.
Yes. Suddenly, it's going to be wall of humor. Tsunami of laughter. You're going to go, wow, I didn't see that one coming. But twitter.com/papasbasement. You heard Kate. I'm funny. That's the crux of what she was saying. Except not really.
No. That's the opposite of what I was saying.
Just eat it. You don't do much on Twitter anymore. It's kind of sad.
No, not really. I just am really busy.
And I want to get to that. I want to find out what you've been busy with. But we
I don't tweet from the toilet, and that's the only time I have available to tweet. So I like to keep that one last bastion before I become the person I despise.
I've done that.
I know you have.
I've done that.
To my point, before I become the person
yeah.
I despise.
Oh, that's a moment of pure inspiration right there. Find us on iTunes. That's the last plug I think I got. On top of space. I think we're done at that point. We got Twitter.
Hey, well, half an hour of info.
We're on Facebook too. But after all that, now we can get to the show.
Excellent.
And first things first, Kate, it really has been 4 months. And part of the reason why I love Kate, as much as she wants to crack on me, we're similar in a lot of ways in that.
Facial hair.
A little bit of mustachio, yes. We genuinely can like a person, and part of liking them is not wanting to bug them or interact with them in any way whatsoever. Like, I really do like you, and yet you will always be in my Gmail little chat window, and I'm like, in no way do I want to talk to Kate.
You know, that's one of the things I like about you, John, that you can totally misinterpret my never contacting you into something
like,
good and positive.
It's
and
like,
self-affirming.
It's affection. But
she said she never wants to see me again. That means she'll think of me.
I'll get that to coincide with me being unfunny. So I'll be funny and I'll get the girl right at the same time. What have you been up to, though? I know that for a long time you were doing the pole dancing. You had 6 million bands and something had to give. And one of those many things was the show, which is cool because I'm really the only one who gets a lick of anything out of this show. Anyone else who works on it, I don't know why. God bless them.
Masochism.
Yeah.
That's what we have in common.
Just the club.
So I was struck with an unfortunate disease.
Really? Like your back thing's an actual disease?
Parsonage Turner syndrome.
Parsnip Turner. That's right.
Yes.
I remember you
Parsnips
talking about this.
Parsnips Tina Turner syndrome.
Yes. So you actually have like a legally bum back.
Well, Yeah, I mean, it's a syndrome, and it's actually gone away now. So I will be going to pole dancing next week.
That's first good. Time in part of months. The healing.
Part of the healing process is to go back to the
pole. Get on that pole, bitch. Wait, if your back is okay, can I get another birthday lap dance?
No, I am not dressed for a lap dance. I am dressed for hot yoga. Sorry.
Fine.
Sorry. I actually was trying to get the video of my performance to send
you,
but it's more private, and I have to figure out how to...
Kate invited me several months ago to her lap dance class graduation. She danced to Hot for Teacher. It was good stuff. I remember there, really, the only thing I remember from it, there... I remember your performance.
The only thing I remember was boobs.
There was your performance, and then there was like a Middle Eastern chick or something like that. And her,
like after me, she was like the last one in my class.
She was like 19 or 20, but the weird thing was like her dad was there and looked like he was getting kind of sexually aroused by what he was watching.
I don't know if her I think I'm talking about the same person you are. I don't remember her.
Yeah, she's okay looking. It's just weird seeing like a dad there to cheer you on when you're kind of dancing like a...
Well, a lot of people bring their parents because there's this idea, which I don't necessarily agree with, that it's, you know, you take the sensuality and blah, 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 but it's a beautiful thing. And so basically what you get is a bunch of pole dancers who think it's some kind of interpretive lyrical dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really boring and lame.
No, it needs to be slutty and horny as F. Like,
and
I want
to
see you pick up a quarter. No
well,
hands.
Like, I'm okay with it not getting into the, like, officially over the line, this is pornographic
line. Don't pull the thong to the side.
What's the point? Go do gymnastics if you're into this beautiful lyrical BS. So,
if you're going to do pole dancing and it's this,
pole dancing.
Yeah, this quote unquote tee hee, it's naughty
Let's
thing.
Let's be honest to its roots, shall we?
Make it naughty and dirty.
Yes, so I will be back doing that.
That's good. So you're kind of in like a better place health wise and you're just busy with the job now.
Oh, so actually I was thinking, have you heard of Fiverr? It's like 5RR. It's a website.
No, I thought you said fiber for a second. I'm like,
have you heard of fiber? Diet may benefit from it. No. So there's this website and it's basically people post what they'll do for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And then people buy that for $5. So sometimes it's actual goods, like cheap little ornaments or whatever. Sometimes it's just crazy stuff. So I found it through Regretsy. And
what's Regretsy?
Regretsy is another. It makes fun of Etsy and some other crafty stuff in a loving way.
You know some weird websites.
I wish I had the cough button.
I know like SI.com and then porn.
Exactly. So some of us read other things that don't involve boobies.
You're missing out. They're great.
Well, anyway, so this site, Fiverr, I was introduced to it from Regretsy, and she had posted how there was this guy who would like shave your message into his belly hair and like dance around for 5 minutes or whatever. I know, right? Well, I'm not interested in that. But I was thinking that I would post pole dances, PG-rated.
PG-13.
Perhaps PG-13, yes.
There
okay.
we go.
this is why I don't have children. Oh, it's fine for them to see that. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is. Yeah. So I was thinking I would post that as a service and then.
That's pretty good.
You know, for $5.
You got to dress
get like
really,
$4 and I would dance to any under 3 minute song that you wanted. And if I didn't have it, you'd have to send me the
couple pieces of advice. One, make it big that they can pick the music because there's about a billion campsites where it's like a girl. Who's shoving a Louisville
any song
slugger
you want
up there?
Up to three minutes, and I'll do a custom pole dance for it.
Okay, yeah, because I think you could like corner the geek market.
Yeah, you pick the song you want. Weird song, fine.
Like someone, would be into like Belle and Sebastian stripping.
Yeah,
like,
see, and that's what I'm going after.
See, this is where my pornographic expertise comes in because I can tell you it gets really annoying. You'll see these hot girls that are all like spread eagle and doing whatever, but you have to listen to Rihanna for like the millionth time. You're like, God, I get it. You fell in love. It was a hopeless place.
So
I see the tits now.
So that's what I'll be doing with my pole skills.
But that's weird. I thought you made a real living, and you do. I don't think
yeah,
that
no,
you
it's
make
not,
a real.
It's not for the money. It's actually to get
because...
me to practice pole more and work on stuff. And like my motivation is I get to have a new song every time I'm working on this.
Okay.
And, you know, but
and
getting other people to
choreograph some routine for
Like do some stuff and then I'll work on it for a while and that's like an hour of work and it gives me something, and it gives whoever has it to purchase it
like,
something.
The website, is it just degenerated into prostitution yet? Just like a hard-up chick, like, no. Hey, for $5, will you have sex
with me? And that's the funny thing, because I was actually looking if there were terms of use that were like, it can't be anything this or that.
Sexual, period, you mean?
Yeah, and I couldn't find anything that said that. So, because I was worried that the pole dancing wouldn't be acceptable, but I didn't find it. But then again, maybe I didn't look hard enough. I don't know.
Fiverr.
Fiverr.
Spell it.
F-I-V-E-R-R.
I wonder if someone would pay me $5 for a funny tweet. For the privilege of listening to an episode of my show. Work with me here. Come on.
You're going to have to think a little bit harder about that one.
What if we listen to the show together? Like, I'm on camera listening to it at the same time as they are. And I shave a message in my chest hair.
You could try.
I don't want to do that.
Go ahead and post the offer.
I don't want to do it, but the chest hair thing seems to be a hit on this Fiverr. I have it.
There's one guy, Dancing Dror, D-R-O-R-R, Israeli man.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, those
you
Israelis
gotta
got a carpet.
You got to compete with the Israelis.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
he's both hairier and cheaper than me. I think he's going to bury me.
But yeah, so that's back in the pole dancing. I'm, against my better judgment, going to hot yoga, which I'm a little bit scared about.
Actually, hot yoga is you just sit in a room that's like filled with hot stones and sweat like a pig, right?
No, that's a sauna.
I thought hot yoga was yoga in a sauna.
It's a hot room and you do yoga in it.
It's very white of you, Kate. I thought you were a little cooler than that.
Well, and the funny thing is it's not even officially hot yoga. It's like really warm yoga.
Are you going to Wegmans or Whole Foods?
No, don't even get me started for medical reasons. Pants has to change his diet, so he's been shopping at Whole Foods a lot.
What happened to Pants?
Because it's the only place we can get the organic grass-fed BS koala bear approved meat or whatever.
Their voices are awful. You did like a, what was that phlegm R roll you did? Like, koala bear.
Did I roll?
Horrible.
I can't roll and I was saving my life.
I'm killing the mic every other second to cough. This is disgusting.
I don't even have a cough button. You're about to hear like the sounds of my own saliva as I'm like. It's fantastic. It's just weather.
I'm having
fun, man.
It was
warm and it was cold.
Oh, my life's been hell. I can't even. I had a sickness maybe 2 weeks ago that caused me to not be able to record.
Was it gonorrhea?
No. Yes, throat gonorrhea. How did you know? A friend of mine almost died of that. It's a real disease, by the way. You're laughing. I knew two guys. One was a friend, one was a neighbor. Two guys who got that from going down, and both of them almost died. They had to like go to the hospital and get like a hole punched in their throat. I get force-fed antibiotics.
Better than facial hair crabs.
I don't know. The one guy was like a little chunky, and he came back from the hospital, and he lost like 25
pounds. How do you let it go that far that suddenly you're in the hospital for throat gonorrhea?
Because it's like that night, you do your thing. You wake up the next day, you're like, my throat's a little scratchy, but I'm not going to link the two. I was up half the night boning. Maybe okay, I just didn't okay, get okay. my rest.
And so then you think it's just like scratchy throat.
Yeah, and then
blue,
day two,
cold.
You wake up and it's like my throat's kind of like not letting food pass down it. Mm. And then you show up at the hospital. Mm. Maybe black dudes are onto something. Maybe they're ahead of the curve on something else. Not just fashion and music.
Interesting.
Maybe it really is just a poisonous snapdragon down there.
And this is a friend, you say.
Yeah, my quote-unquote friend. It had to be a friend. I mentioned weight loss.
So that's been the dancing and the exercising, which because of the back injury, I'm sure you can tell I've put on a few pounds. So
I hadn't. Well, you're dressed like all bundled up. Did you gain any in the good places?
Not really. That's the sad part. It all went right back to where it was before, the unfortunate places.
Oh, you paunchy SOB.
My girl lips are really chunky now. I got all fat down there.
Oh. That's the worst laugh, too. That's like the evil last boss in a kung fu movie. Like Bruce Lee walks in.
I know.
And you just start laughing like that.
I know. I have a horrible, horrible laugh.
That's an Esther the Dragon laugh.
So I try to be so serious all the time.
Oh, my God. Damn.
You know, when I was in fifth grade,
You had fat lips even then.
They call me fat lips.
They're just hanging out of your gym shorts.
Gym class. No, when I was in fifth grade, this is about my laugh. I was in this play where you had a witch and her cronies or whatever. And I was one of the cronies. And I got promoted.
Horrible miscasting.
I know, right? Well, I eventually got promoted to lead witch after the lead witch did something bad and got demoted.
Really?
So then I
gave the teacher throat gonorrhea?
It's fifth grade, John. Come on.
What? How do you think she got the part? I know how this town works. Don't squint at me.
I'm going to squint at you.
Please don't. Gives you weird little... Ah! You got some eyelid fat, too. It's creeping me out.
Your eyelids look fatter.
Tell the eyelids, bitch. Kate.
Yeah.
Has there come a point yet where you felt old when a birthday hit, when you're just like, son of a bitch?
Since I was 12, yes.
Really? You were
that
depressed?
Oh, yeah. I've always felt old. Yeah.
But like bad, negative old, not just like, I'm going to do something now that I've got these years under my belt.
No, I've always felt old.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you got me beat. Because I got a... Maybe I'm not remembering correctly. And I know some years birthdays are really happy. Like once in a while, I have a good one. Like last year's was really good. I had a family dinner and it was paid for and my friends came out.
And there was hardly a fight to be had.
Well, no. I mean, there was a massive fight, but...
There was only one, so...
It was only one, yeah. That's kind of like a Papa Giorgio record.
So how old are you now?
I'm going to be 31 tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I know a lot of people kind of freak out about 30. Mm-hmm. But 30 didn't get to me. This one's getting to me. There is something about 31.
It's your 30. It's because you made the change from that zero, because then that's still close to the 20s. But now you are officially in your 30s.
Yeah, it's like I got a 3 in front, and it's a birthday with no pomp and circumstance. It's literally just the next big one, I guess, might be 40, and it's really 50.
When I was 31.
Yes.
Yeah, so did I tell you last year how I was now in my mid-30s officially?
How old are you?
You know the answer to this.
I thought
hilarious
you're like
because you never pay attention to anything I say.
I always thought you were like 3 years older than me.
How old am I?
Mid-30s means 35.
Well, no, because there's early 30s.
Oh, mid.
And mid-30s. And so that instead of that being specifically 35, it has to be a range, right?
33. Hold on. So it'd be 31, 32, 33 would be early 30s.
Wait, you got to count like a horse.
Hold on. Exactly.
Ow, I'm doing that.
And you just have to tell me when to stop clomping my hoof. Because that's how horse counting works. Exactly.
I'm winking at you.
Biting the apple. 31 through 33, I guess, would be early then. Or
right.
Would you count 30?
No, I would say, I would say 30 is 30.
Okay.
And then 31, 32, 33 is early. 34, 35, 36.
Middle. And then
middle.
37, 38,
39. Late 30s. And then you have 40, which is just 40.
Just its own thing.
Yeah.
Kind of a lonely little island.
Yeah.
So you are 30. Have you hit 34 yet then?
Wait, I actually really have to think about this. I am 34. Yeah. I'll be 35 this year.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's being about old.
And it's like you still look pretty youthful, but.
It's the fat. It covers the wrinkles.
Fatty Botox.
Fat face. Makes you look younger.
Hmm. I don't know what it
is. It's true, girls. Eat the chocolate.
Yeah, just keep eating. I have a strangely youthful face. It's all tubbed out, but I look bizarrely. I like to think that, except the hair is now retreating.
Yeah, well, you've got the hairline and the skunk spot going on. So.
I love my skunk spot. Just a little bit.
You know, I used to like skunk spots, but now that I've seen it on you, I don't anymore.
I... I don't know if it's just like because a girl likes you, but
was that a hateful thing to say? Probably.
Pull out your boobs before you leave. The gift that makes it all better. Most girls like that I'm logging time with in the flesh, they're like, I actually enjoy the gray. Now, I think chicks will just say they enjoy whatever that's on a guy that they're with that they happen to like.
No, no. I mean, as a girl who has dated men with both gray and not gray hair, or having gray in their hair, there's something about distinguished, and maybe it's that innate sexism in our society. Like, it's okay for guys to be older.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, well, they're distinguished and, you know, that kind of thing. But
you're a little off on that because I've found an older woman that I do.
Well, congratulations. You're progressing.
Sterling Archer's mom. She's not real.
Yeah. That's but I'd hit the problem. It. Why are they doing construction out there? What is all that noise?
They're hopefully putting up new soundproofing. Like, you haven't been here. You remember how we used to get into it with the guys next door?
Yes, yes.
Little short Black Napoleon, as I call them, who did those horrible music videos.
They were avant-garde.
Exactly. Just... It'll be like in 20 years when people who had like bad reviews of Black Sabbath albums just look like a tool. I'm just way behind the curve here. His crap is carrying through more than ever. Like the stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because.
Whatever they've done to the walls.
Describe the sound padding of the wall. Intermittent is the word I would use. Which is not how.
I was just going to go with 20%.
Yeah.
20% of the wall seems to be soundproofed.
Like if a condom was striped, like Pippi Longstocking's sock, it probably wouldn't work all that well, right? And that's how the soundproofing is. There's literally on a wall that's maybe, what, 18, 20 feet long, there's three-foot Band-Aids of it.
Yeah.
It's
I'm not
horrible.
Even convinced that's, like, really soundproofing stuff either. I'm actually suspicious that it's just some foam they bought that goes on
No, it looks
beds.
Like what they ship the damn microphones in.
Yeah. It
it's
doesn't
just
look
packing
like actual
foam.
Soundproofing.
Yeah. It does nothing.
Can we just get some spray glue and styrofoam peanuts and take care of the rest of the wall?
I'd be fine with that. I'm sure I would get barred from the station for life when they pulled each one off.
Well, on the webcam, we'll just have you spill some water and that'll shift focus.
I don't like to talk about that incident. Puddlegate, as I refer to it. I wish I had that footage. Where I dumped an entire water bottle on the floor. And the only reason, like, I just left with the massive puddle there, and the only reason I wasn't, like, barred for life from the station is because I marched out, I took two paper towels, yeah, and threw them on top, watched these paper towels soak through in roughly 0.5 seconds.
But the whole barring you from the station is just, like, abuse of power anyway. It's like, I have nothing else. I will bar you from the station.
I viewed it as I didn't spill it in any consoles or anything.
That's true.
You might get a mud stain.
You
I didn't...
still would have gotten in if you'd spilled it in a con. Please. You would have gotten in talking to, and you still would have gotten in.
That's how professional radio works. My old station, are you kidding? People used to dump their coffee into the board accidentally, like twice in one show sometimes. And you weren't supposed to have any food in the studio, and yet there was like rat droppings everywhere because of all the crap we brought in.
Because you ate rats live. And sometimes if you didn't have time to get to them before the show, they would just run around for a little while and thus their eye droppings.
I don't know what it is about 31, though. Maybe it's like I can't say I've done much in the past year. In fact, Kate, ask me right
really?
Now what I've done in the past year. And the answer, it's not going to take a lot of words. In fact, it might be just one word if chosen.
Complaining. I've heard a lot of complaining
okay, I've complained.
Last year.
I was going to say just nothing. I've just done
no,
nothing.
No, no, you've complained.
I've complained.
You've complained.
Has it at least been articulate complaining?
60% of the time.
Okay. Not lately, though, apparently.
What?
Lately, it's been a bit of a not so
I'm
good.
I'm not understanding you. What's the question?
The complaining, the tweeting, all this. It's been on a downslide lately.
It's like there's words, but I'm not getting what they mean together.
I'm just saying.
You're getting trolled. Go on.
I hate you. I hate you so much. All you you do is undermine. You treat this like guerrilla warfare. You're the Viet Cong and I'm
Why else would I be here other than to sharpen my passive-aggressive cruelty skills?
How to further emasculate the camp.
This is work. This is real-life skills that I need to hone before I take them into a meeting room.
Oh, man. I was going to get into a whole existential thing, but you know what? I'm not going to waste any time.
We get old. Who cares, man? You know, it is what it is.
It weirds me out that odds are one day I'm going to croak and that's it. I'm just going to be kind of sleeping forever.
It has always been that way, though. It has always been that way.
Yeah. It's just, for some reason, I can't come to peace with that. I don't know why. Like, given my temperament and how much it creeps me out, I really need to believe in something. But I just believe that much more fervently in us dying and rotting.
Try becoming a Buddhist.
What do they do? Are they reincarnation?
What are they?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just saying, look into some other options than the Western options. And I'm not, like, trying to be all hippie crap on you. But it may help with that little existential crisis that you experience whenever a birthday rolls around.
Okay. I'll give it a try. That doesn't get you out of like a better birthday present, even though that might have just saved my.
Yeah, there's no birthday present.
I'm just gonna stare at you until there is.
You're gonna be staring at a long time.
Okay. Fine. Let's move on to something happier.
All right. Cool.
Something a little better than me obsessing over dying and
squirrel sex
on my birthday. No, I can't say I've never seen.
Wait. There was that one porn site.
I've seen the prelude to it a lot, like where it's the dude squirrel chasing the lady squirrel, but they always go up the tree. Like, squirrels are very classy about their humping.
So I have always viewed squirrels. They do the little rumpus thing. And
we're really talking about squirrel banging?
Oh, we are.
Okay.
Oh, we are.
Beats me coming up with the topic.
Yeah, well, I think this is really a serious issue that's plaguing my neighborhood right now.
What is it, like a squirrel whorehouse? Just
I walked out
squirrel Woodstock. Free
I walked
love?
Out of the house.
Okay,
and I see the two squirrels, and I'm like, "Hey, squirrels!" Except I say it in French to them. I'm like, "Hey, Mr. Squirrel," in French, because
say it in
that's
French.
Who I am.
Let me hear it then.
Bonjour, Monsieur Squirrel.
Jesus Christ!
So I'm like, happened. "Hey, Mr. Squirrels," and then they're hanging out and they're like doing a little playful stuff. And I'm like, hey, that's cool, you're squirrels. And I'm walking by it. And as I walk around the tree, that's when I see it. Like, that's when my childhood, my belief, my innocence is shattered.
Just now.
Because I know this happens with other animals. I've seen it. But with the squirrels, that was just like mind blowing.
Okay. Was it just like standard squirrely style
sex? Yeah, it was
sex?
Just like any other animals do.
One
it,
on
yeah.
top of the back
yeah,
of the other?
Yeah, it was just happening, and I didn't want to stare, so I just kept walking.
Like on the ground? Or
yeah, they're just hanging out on the ground, doing their little really? Squirrely thing. And then, so I was really upset by this all day.
I mean, it's creepy.
And then, so I was obsessed and upset with the squirrel sex. And then either when I came home or when I went out, I think it was when I went out the next morning, I saw both of them. I'm presuming the same squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm speciesist. I cannot tell them apart. They do all look alike. I saw them like climbing up the tree and one of them had the leaves to build his nest and stuff. And then it was okay with me because morally,
oh, because
they
they're
weren't just
a
getting
life
it
together.
On. They're building a nest together, yes.
Oh, my God.
And I felt
is this
so
how you go to sleep
better.
At night?
Knowing that the squirrels, and I think we should actually have a ceremony for them so they're not living in sin.
No, they're going to, as quickly as we're going to die, they're going to be gone like that.
Nope.
Squirrels have like.
Because they all look alike, so they're all the same squirrel to me.
Pretty
These
much.
These squirrels
yeah.
have lasted my entire life. They're the same squirrels from Florida. They followed me up here.
Every so often, you'll see a real freaky one, though. I've seen the following. One albino squirrel.
That's freaky.
Multiple tailless squirrels. I guess they just dodged a car.
Well, yeah, cats, other raccoons. Well, maybe not raccoons, but there's other animals that'll attack them, yeah.
And in D.C., and it sounds like I'm doing a joke because it's D.C., but I've seen black squirrels.
Oh, yeah, there are black squirrels. And actually, sometimes when I drive a little, Okay, I will share this with you. I was very happy that our squirrel neighborhood is now integrated.
You got black squirrels?
I've seen a black squirrel in my neighborhood. They're the next block over, but, you know, I would have no problem with them being... Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I'm just saying the gray squirrels are going to be gone, and then it'll just be black squirrels clawing at your door for free acorns.
Just hanging out, loitering by the door.
Smoking cools.
No, my neighborhood's integrated. I'm pretty proud.
I definitely don't have black squirrels near my abode, and that's how I sleep at night.
You're not worried about them scratching at your window at night?
No. I've
What's that noise?
I've never noticed them in this area, like, more than a couple miles outside of D.C. And it's weird because you think they'd travel.
I actually know the story of the black squirrels. Come listen, my children, to the story of squirrels.
This is a pretty
squirrels.
Decent birthday treat. Okay, because I've always wondered why the F they're localized to D.C.
I've always wondered why I know stupid crap like this.
Like, I always found it funny. I'm just like, it's D.C. and that squirrel's
yeah,
black.
Yeah, it was funny, but then I found out why. So apparently, a long time ago, there was an Arlington Zoo, and as a gift from somewhere else, they had given them a pair of black squirrels, but this was old-timey zoos, so the squirrels escaped because they apparently couldn't
were they bars, like, 8
build
inches of...
a squirrel-proof
like they put them in the
cage.
Gorilla cage, yeah.
And so they escaped and thus started breeding because the habitat's very similar, and that's why they're localized, because they have to spread out.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, eventually they will as population grows, but then they also do compete with the native squirrels.
Hmm.
And there was no squirrel smallpox to give the native squirrels, and thus
wipe them out.
We have gray and black squirrels. Yes. So that's why there are black squirrels in this area.
Really?
And why you see them localized to Arlington and D.C.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting to learn that.
No one ever is.
I gotta say.
No one expects to learn from anything I say.
Take the little
and
knowledge
then,
in
boom,
my ear.
Boom, laying it on you.
You want to talk Christina Hendricks boobs now?
Sure we can.
Because I want to talk about them.
I know.
They're
mostly
be
you want to look at them, but if talking about them is second best.
They're going to be back in the news
okay.
soon. We got Mad Men coming like in 2 weeks.
Was there a story about her recently? I thought I heard her name.
There was a story recently. Let
what
me see if I can
about?
Punch up the link.
I was too busy listening to NPR, which has now achieved caricature of its stereotype by having a poet come on All Things Considered every day and like write a poem about the news. I'm like, come on, NPR. Really? Really? You couldn't have just been like, no, that's a little much.
My XM died and I was actually logging sometime listening to NPR for about a week. What is with the music?
Which music?
Like... the need for, it seems like there's musical interludes to everything.
It's called interstitials, John.
It's horrible.
In radio.
It's horrible.
They choose different stuff. Sometimes it'll actually be good. Sometimes it'll be songs I recognize. Sometimes it'll be stuff like Dream Theater, and I'm like, ugh, engineering nerds.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is horrible. And there was this one night, I don't know if it was AMU or, because I listened to WMU, which is the local station that plays NPR here. In our
that's
area.
A, is that our only NPR or are there others? Or?
I think there's another one that's a little further out west.
But all NPR is the same, right? Like it's just
well, NPR is NPR, but local stations run it. So WAMU actually has original programming and they run the local news and things like that.
Okay, so it's kind of like I sign on to carry. I'm an NBC affiliate, so I'm going to have Jay Leno, but I've got like my local news.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Equating radio to television to help the radio man understand how it works.
That's I love a good analogy. What can I say?
It's just because it has anal in it.
You got where I was coming from, sister. One brain right here.
Yeah, so they play lots of different music and sometimes it's good. And one night I like to listen to the radio when I'm sleeping, right? And it calms me. And then they usually play BBC, which is like exceptionally snooze time.
It's
like
great.
Snooze time news. Yeah,
I love Indian
fabulous.
People that sound British.
Oh, that is the best, isn't it?
Christina, I'm a part of it. Clipped and proper.
So it's because they're still old empire.
Exactly.
So I'm listening to this, you know, fabulously drifting off, talking, going on. And all of a sudden, somebody at AMU or NPR decided the interstitial music needed to be like new age with. So it's like.
Yeah, that's all I heard.
Right. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, in this what would have been boring but calming music.
Slayer.
Ah! Ah! like bird sounds.
Jesus.
And it wakes me up out of my sleep. It wakes me up because I'm like,
you watched Alfred Hitchcock. You know how this ends.
What is that sound? And then it goes back to the boo, boo, boo. I'm like, oh. Oh, that's weird. I just woke
up. It sounds
in the
ocean, but with like a tugboat. Yeah, like,
oh, but that's one of my favorite Simpsons when Homer's lulling Marge to sleep and he's like,
damn it, you caught me.
Yeah. And he wakes up. Yeah.
First.
Yes.
Oh, we're two for two. There's our chemistry.
Go on, boobs.
Boobs. Christina was in the news recently because she was talking about her childhood and how rough it was in high school.
Oh. Because she had boobs?
I think the fact she's saying it was rough in high school confirms my suspicion she has fakies.
No, because, well, I think...
There's no way a girl tees that big, especially because there's the ass and hips couldn't have filled out proportionately when she was like 16. So she would have just been like leg and nipple.
Well, I think the thing is when you're different, so whether it's because you have enormous bazongas or you're hideously ugly, whatever the reason
is. No, one of those is better. I prefer my women to be one of those.
No, but I mean, but in high school, whenever you're different, it makes it difficult.
That's like saying the girl who's too pretty has a rough time. Like she was too blonde and too perfect for this world.
It hurts me to say this as the girl who is not too pretty.
Yes.
But sometimes it really can call you out. But there's a difference between being pretty because, to be quite honest.
We've all seen the movie and the last, like, 5 minutes, the outcast girl, the Kate, if you will, hears from the pretty girl how tough it is being pretty and the pressure that's on her. We've all seen that.
I'm more like the girl from Ghost World, to be quite honest.
I'm just saying, we spend the whole movie watching this girl and cursing her perfect bitchdom.
No, but what I'm saying is even though the boys may have been fascinated with her boobs, girls would have been fascinated too. And that just, wherever that attention's coming from, because it's not just being like really pretty and being really pretty. Because to be honest, in high school, I think a lot of people are attractive. Men, no. But most women are attractive around that age because
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Well, they all have this similar face shape. They probably haven't grown
into
their...
They aren't fat yet.
Well, right. Most of us haven't had the chance to pork out.
Exactly.
And so, you know, they're all
perky.
Reasonably attractive, right? So if you're the super pretty girl, there's probably something else going on. You're really popular. You're really outgoing. You're the cheerleader. You know, any of those stereotypes or anything else like that. You could be really pretty and be the nerd and still be an outcast because you're an outcast for your personality. But when you all of a sudden have boobs lobbed on to the front, especially if it starts in middle school, then you're just a freak.
Slow down.
Because middle school.
I'm going to have to stand up in 10 minutes. Come on.
Well, middle school is because guys aren't ready for that in middle school. Like,
oh,
they have no idea.
To this day, that was a profound occurrence in my life around eighth grade.
When you grew your boobs?
No. Happened later. I was taking care of that which needs to be taken care of.
Yes.
And I'd run out of adult material, and it dawned on me, like, you know what? The girls in class with you, like, aren't exactly hurting in this department.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden, like, a switch went off. I'm like, you mean I can get off to the chicks that I see in class every day? I was like, yeah, you can. They got boobs now, man.
I'm picturing the little Gollum conversation in your head.
What, like me like eating raw fish and climbing a cave wall?
You can find them attractive.
Yeah. It was great. And after that moment, I never want for fodder.
Excellent. So you pretty much find anything with nipples attractive now.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like a cow, it's like cookies and milk. You know, I can find any positive.
So soft, your hide.
Yeah. Well, here's Christina's high school experience.
Okay.
And it's funny because I didn't know this. She went to school in Fairfax, VA. She moved here. Yeah. She said there's a long corridor with lockers on either side and kids would sit on top of them and spit on you. It was like something out of Lord of the Flies. She goes on to say, born in Knoxville, natural blonde, started dyeing her hair at 10, blah, blah, blah. The girls had purses and I still had my backpack from Idaho. She had moved from... Isn't Knoxville, Tennessee? What the hell? Why is she talking Idaho now? Long story short, she comes to Fairfax. The girls are bitches with purses. She still has a backpack.
How old is she?
I'd peg her late 30s, probably. mid to late. Moving as a teenager is never easy, so I tried to set myself apart, and it ended up with multicolored hair. It was how I was expressing myself. I was a bit of a goth with purple hair, and I was also part of the drama group. So my friends and I were all weird theater people, and everyone just hated us. I'm telling you right now, she had those T's back then. She would not have been one of the drama kids. None of the drama girls were hot. I'm sorry. Like,
I was a drama girl.
That group. There were two different drama groups. There were like the kind of normal people into drama who are fairly attractive and are just really needy. And then the second batch was like, we called them the freaks. I was kind of like lumped in with that.
Which group are you putting me into, John?
You would be the freaks. We don't have time to pussyfoot around. You would be in the freak group. And they were like the black trench coat wearing types, and they were just all uniformly
unattractive. I never wore a black trench coat in my life.
I'm just saying. They were all gross.
I'm talking to you for the rest of this radio show.
So she is saying she wound up in that group. Them's is fakes. But that's not even why I want to talk about her today.
Just want to talk about her boobs.
Well, okay, so
you're maintaining that they're fake.
First of all, before we move on to the final topic, with this, they're fake. I can guarantee it. And I'll tell you why. They got too much of a jutting out at the very top.
Okay. So,
and if you take a big pair of naturals and you cram them up like that, they still don't get that shelfy effect.
I agree, because that's, because as a video gamer, I see a lot of women drawn by men. Who haven't touched many women.
Yeah. God bless those men. They do bang up.
And I do enjoy the gravity-defying, just physics in general defying unnaturalness of the breasts they draw on many women.
It's great.
And I had to point this out to Pants, actually, because we were commenting on many of these, and I was saying, oh yeah, I love how it's just like two cantaloupes got glued to her chest.
Yeah, I love that
too.
Same
thing. It's the walk. It goes up or it goes like straight out.
Yeah. There's literally no gravity having its way with them.
Nothing will stop these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what she has. And I've seen big natural pairs get crammed up. Like I'm saying,
they still go down. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or they
because it's a natural slope. The natural slope of the boobies.
The entire slope gets crammed upward.
But it's still a slope.
But it's still sloping. And she is just like, I think she's a chick who just had like a big fat ass and hips, which is great, by the way. I like that. But I also support her decision to fill out the other half of it.
Okay.
Instead of being built like a bowling pin. She went hourglass figure. Now, here's why I'm talking Christina. I love me a picture of Christina Hendricks. And I think she'd be great like to look at. I don't know how much fun that build is going to be in real life in bed, because a lot of people don't know that she's like 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah, she's a big woman.
She's got some meat on her. And as much as I like that hourglass look, like just staring at a picture or something, I find myself in real life just going for like a much more petite build. Like, I don't want to deal with all the weight crushing me, and, like, I want to be able to toss someone around, and it's weird.
Well,
like,
maybe if you weren't such a supremely midget-like man, you wouldn't have an issue with her.
I'm not midgety. I mean, I'm not, like, big, but I would say average.
I'm not tall.
I'm not tall, but no one would say, like, I'm weirdly short or something.
It's just how stout you are that makes you look shorter.
But no, I'm just saying it's weird that figure.
Draws the eye down.
The whole thing is like that kind of skinny, boring figure. It doesn't take a great photo, but the clothes come off. I was having this talk with a friend who was an art major, and he was always saying it was the models who came in, and again, not anorexic skinny, but they're kind of just like, oh, whatever. They don't have much going.
They're boring.
But the clothes come off. And it's like, hey, she's got some curves to her. Whereas the girls who looked like really good in the clothing, because like the T's are just bursting out and the ass is about to pop out, the clothes come off. It's just like, you know, slide whistle going down.
So I think this is something I've known about you is that you do tend to prefer the natural woman.
Yeah.
As much as you are a womanizer and rather
disgusting. I like to womanize naturally.
So I wouldn't, I honestly, not that Christina Hendricks is unnatural in any way. And I wouldn't have seen enough of her boobs to be able to comment on their, I mean, I've seen her, but I haven't like really looked that hard because, you know, I'm not gay. So
I don't think it's gay to stare at hers though. That's like just a pair where chicks are like, that's them's cool.
I mean, I just doesn't really care about it. So it's, I mean, yeah, she's very big. And I saw the picture of her not gussied up. So in Mad Men, she looks fantastic.
She is 100 times hotter in Mad Men than she is anywhere else.
Yeah, because she's in that style of clothing, which I think is flattering on any woman.
Yeah, crams your guts in.
Right, she's trussed up. Like, yeah. So it really emphasizes her look. But yeah, when it comes to her actual like physical size, I mean, can you think of a woman of like average build, but just 6 feet tall? Like, that would be intimidating. That would be a very large woman.
Be a little meaty.
Yeah. But she wouldn't necessarily be disproportionate or unattractive.
Yeah.
And certainly in a picture, you know, she would look fantastic.
I just, it's weird to me that, like, looking at something when I'm not dealing with it in real life, I have different tastes like that.
Yeah, I wonder about that, too, because it's really common. It, like, guys go after this... I'm sorry, gentlemen, to be sexist here, but guys tend to go after this like supremely unnatural, bizarro look, like the heavy metal look, you know. And but in reality, like that doesn't appeal as much. It's the same thing as the threesome phenomena. Guys talk a big game about how they want a threesome, but generally chicken out of one.
No, I want one.
That's what you say.
I want one badly. I kind of thought I had one lined up. Would have been a nice birthday present. I'll put it that way.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You're weird. The end.
That's the conclusion. Well, let's wrap it up because I know we have to let you out a couple minutes early.
Nope. I have to go to my hot yoga.
Kate.
Yeah.
It was good seeing you again, Kate.
Sure.
I mean it. Hopefully, I don't know, maybe another month, something.
We'll see.
You never know, right?
We'll see.
Now that your parsnips is better?
Now that I don't have parsnips in my back anymore. Or Tina Turner.
At Atomic Kate on Twitter if you want to get a hold of her. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me, I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter.
But who would?
The world, Kate. The world. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. The show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Please find us on iTunes as well and subscribe there. That way, if enough of you do that by like 2033, something might happen with this show. Just tossing that out there.
You'll be dead by then.
I kind of agree with you. I don't see me making it that far. I think we've plugged everything, right?
Sure. I don't have anything going on.
Yeah, so. What the hell?
Not that you ever plugged any of my stuff when I did have it going on, so there you go.
Bitterness. So until next Saturday, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.